Venerable Simeon recognized Jesus. As Simeon entered the temple, he was deeply impressed that the infant being presented to the Lord was the one he had longed to see. To the astonished priest, he appeared like a man enraptured. He took the child in his arms, while a joy he had never before felt entered his soul. As he lifted the infant Savior toward heaven, he said, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel." While Joseph and Mary stood by, wondering at his words, he said to Mary, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Also Anna, a prophetess, came in and confirmed Simeon's testimony. Her face lighted up with glory, and she poured out her heartfelt thanks that she had been permitted to behold Christ the Lord. These humble worshippers had studied the prophecies. But the rulers and priests, though they too had the precious prophecies, were not walking in the way of the Lord, and their eyes were not open to behold the light of life. So it is still. The attention of all heaven is centered on events which are undiscerned by religious leaders. Men acknowledge Christ in history, but Christ in the poor and suffering who plead for relief, in the righteous cause that involves poverty and reproach, is no more readily received today than he was 1900 years ago. As Mary looked upon the child in her arms and recalled the words spoken by the shepherds, she was full of bright hope. Simeon's words called to her mind the prophetic utterances of Isaiah, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace."